It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers wrap up a three-game homestand with a little daytime baseball against the Round Rock Express. Well, the Express have won the first two games of this series, so the Rainiers trying to salvage the final game today. Tough extra innings loss for the Rainiers last night, a 5-3 defeat in 12 innings. A game in which the Rainiers had a one-run lead going to the ninth, but Round Rock tied it up. And then after neither team scored in the 10th or the 11th, not for a lack of opportunities, in the 12th inning, Round Rock managed to push two runs across the plate at the top of the inning, and they emerged with the victory. In the bigger picture, the Rainiers haven't had a hit since the third inning of yesterday's game. With one out in the third inning last night, Jake Shiner hit a three-run homer, his 23rd of the year. He's now tied for the league lead. That was the last Rainiers hit. Round Rock finished the 12-inning game last night with 9 2/3 no-hit innings pitched, and it was combined six relievers who did that against the Rainiers yesterday. So we'll be looking for that first Tacoma hit today. Hopefully it'll come early in the game. Our starting pitchers today for the Rainiers, Adam Aller makes his Tacoma Rainiers debut and his Mariners organization debut. Aller just claimed off waivers from the Oakland A's, and he is making the start here today. He recently had been working in the starting rotation for AAA Las Vegas, so Aller should be able to provide some innings today. He'll be opposed by Round Rock right-hander Owen White, who was the starting pitcher for the American League in the All-Star Futures game at T-Mobile Park in Seattle last Saturday. White is making just his fourth AAA start for Round Rock. He's been in AA most of this year. He's one of the Texas Rangers' top pitching prospects. With Round Rock this year at his three starts, he's 1-0 with a 5.25 ERA. So Owen White on the hill for the Express, Adam Aller for the Tacoma Rainiers. We've got some roster moves today. The Mariners today reinstated Bryce Miller from the injured list to make his start. They optioned Matt Festa back to Tacoma, so Festa will be joining the Rainiers in the next couple of days. Also, the Rainiers officially added Tommy Malone to the roster today. He was recently outrighted by Seattle. Eric Stout, left-hand pitcher who'd been a hot hand for the Rainiers recently, throwing really well, had an opportunity to pitch overseas, and he took it. He has left the Rainiers to pitch professionally in Taiwan, so Eric Stout no longer in the organization. That's your roster update. Well, it's Sunday. On Sundays, we usually do an interview. Today is one of those days. We visit with Rainiers manager John Russell when the pregame show continues right after this.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
It's our Sunday visit with Tacoma Rainiers manager John Russell. And John, thanks for joining me today.
You bet. No problem.
All-Star break has come and gone. I guess we'll start off with how'd your break go? I know your son was going into the draft and got picked. That had to have been very exciting for your family.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was a nice break, but that made it even better. You know, he got drafted by the Kansas City Royals and signed, and he's actually in Arizona. He went there today, so he's starting his journey and very excited about it. So it was a very enjoyable break, and that made it, like I said before, even more enjoyable. So
now he got drafted out of the IMG Academy, a high school in Bradenton, Florida, where you worked the last couple of years. And yesterday you brought in a new pitcher into the game who just joined the team, Logan Allen, had a great Rainiers debut, and he's also from that same high school. Was there a previous connection there that kind of brought him to the Mariners?
You know, I think, you know, Justin Toole or knew him pretty well, and you know, the opportunity arose, and you know, talking to Logan, he's been interested in really coming to the Mariners the last few years, and it worked out for him. So you know, it was kind of nice and ironic that, you know, he went to IMG and my son was, you know, here yesterday, left today, but they were talking about it a little bit. But IMG has you know, put out some really good players that have gone on to get drafted and do some pretty good things. So but we're excited to have Logan, and pitched last night, did a really good job for us. So gives us another depth arm, possible start, but also, you know, give us length out of the bullpen.
He's just part of kind of a revamped pitching staff a little bit, not totally revamped, but you have some new names in the mix, including today's starting pitcher Adam Aller, who we saw with Las Vegas and had been kind of up and down with Oakland this year, claimed off waivers by the Mariners. What's his role going to be here?
Well, he's starting today, and we'll put him in the rotation and see how it goes. But, yeah, we got a couple new faces and, you know, trying to, you know, solidify our pitching a little bit more. You know, I think, you know, offensively and defensively, we've, you know, with the team we have right now, we can do some really good things. You know, we faced some pretty good arms with Round Rock that, you know, shut us down a little bit. But, you know, I think we're going to be able to score some runs, and now that our pitching is starting to come together a little bit, get a little bit more depth out of our starting pitching, and, you know, give our bullpen a little bit more of a break, it's there should be some good things to come.
Well, with Rainiers manager John Russell, John, coming out of the All-Star break, you know, we've already hit the midway point of the season. We're almost 60% done now, but still it is a reset and kind of a refresh with a two-and-a-half-month grind coming up. What are your goals for the second half of the season, and how do you see things playing out?
Well, I think, you know, talking to the team, talking to the staff, you know, it's just continue to do what we're doing, you know, keeping guys prepared and keeping them focused on not only themselves but the team, being able to come out each day and then be prepared to play, because you never know when the phone might ring and Seattle might need them. So, you know, that's our goal, is to make sure that we're doing things the right way. And, you know, and then on the flip side of that, we're going to try to win as many games as we can. So, you know, I really like where the club is right now. We played really well in Reno before the break. Unfortunately, we came in two tough games against a really good team that's really good pitching. But, you know, the goals are, you know, set by the guys. You know, they're the ones that want to go out. And to a guy out there, I mean, I know they're knocking on the door to the big leagues, but they really want to win. And I think, you know, we're starting to sense that. It's starting to be, you know, on the bench, on the field, you can really sense that the guys want to go out and get some things done. So we'll see where that carries us. But I like the makeup of the club, especially, you know, offensively, defensively, and now with the addition of some pitchers and giving our bullpen a little bit of a rest, you know, we should be able to do some pretty good things.
All right, we look forward to a fun second half. John, thanks a lot for the visit. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's John Russell, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Round Rock Express, they are the Texas Rangers AAA club, and Round Rock is managed by Doug Davis. Leading off for the Express, playing center field, is J.P. Martinez. Batting second, the third baseman, Justin Foscue. Hitting third, designated hitter, Blaine Krim. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Sam Huff. Batting fifth, right fielder Elier Hernandez. Hitting sixth, the first baseman Dustin Harris. Batting seventh, shortstop Jonathan Ornelas. Hitting eighth and playing left field is Sandro Fabian. And batting ninth, second baseman Dio Arias. On the mound, Owen White. White 1-0 with a 5.25 ERA in just three starts for Round Rock. Well, the Red Ears are the Mariners' AAA club. They enter play today with 44 wins and 45 losses this year, 7-7 in the second half. Tacoma's managed by John Russell, and today he's leading off with Cade Marlowe because Sam Haggerty's getting a day off, so Marlowe bumped up to the leadoff spot. He's the designated hitter. Batting second is shortstop D.D. Gregorius. Hitting third, third baseman Jake Shiner. In the cleanup spot playing right field is Taylor Trammell. Batting fifth and doing the catching, Brian O'Keefe. Hitting sixth, the center fielder, Adam Engel. Batting seventh and playing left field is Cooper Hummel. Hitting eighth, the first baseman, Mark Mathias. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Mason McCoy. On the mound, right-hander Adam Aller. Aller making his Tacoma debut. He had been with Las Vegas this year and with the Aviators 4-3 with a 7.11 ERA. Adam Aller on the hill. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Jacob Metz. At first base is Tanner Dobson, and over at third it's Tanner Moore. Tacoma and Round Rock wrapping up this three-game series, wrapping up the homestand, at least the Red Ears are. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it. We build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Provac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management,
vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rainiers and the Round Rock Express. Rainiers decked out in their cream jerseys today, the Sunday specials, if you will. Ones with the new logo, Slammin' Sammy, the South Sound Salmon on the sleeve of the jersey. So the Red Ears wearing those today with the red hats. A nice look, a classic look here for the Red Ears. Wrapping up his warm-up tosses is Adam Aller, and he is making his Red Ears debut. Aller, 6'4", 225-pound right-hander. He's from Texas, from Tomball, Texas. Concordia Lutheran High School there, and then played college ball at Northwestern State University in Louisiana. His first pitch to J.P. Martinez is taken outside for a ball, and we are underway. 77 degrees, our game time temperature on this Sunday afternoon. 1-0 pitch to J.P. Martinez is swatted in the air to center, not deep. Engel comes in and makes the catch, and there we go. Two pitches, one out in the top of the first inning. Aller gets J.P. Martinez to fly out. And now Justin Foscue will be the hitter. Aller has been with now four organizations, drafted by the Pirates in 2016 out of college. 20th round pick who reached the majors. He's ready to work on Foscue, and the pitch is in for a strike. Aller has been in the Mets system and then traded to the A's for 2022. As here's a pop-up foul on the third base side, but it's out of play. 2022, I suppose, was Aller's best year of his baseball career because he made his big league debut. In fact, the A's gave him a decent look in the majors. He made 14 starts for Oakland last year. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it's up and in for a ball to Foscue. This year, Aller's been pitching as a starter while with Las Vegas, but he's been called up by Oakland, and the A's have used him as a reliever in the big leagues. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. He K's Justin Foscue, and two men are out of the first. Nice breaking ball here from Aller. So two down, and now Blaine Krim will be the batter. Krim, right-hand hitter, hitting 279 with 13 homers. He's homered in each of the first two games of this series. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. And it is the second baseman, Mason McCoy, who makes the catch right near the base for the final out of the inning. That was quick and easy for Adam Aller in his Tacoma debut. A clean and fast three up, three down, top of the first. We go to the bottom of the first. Round Rock nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Round Rock went down in order in the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Cade Marlowe, D.D. Gregorius, and Jake Scheiner, the top three in the order for Tacoma today. Red Ears facing right-hander Owen White. White just back from the Futures game, which was up in Seattle, of course, this past Saturday. And his first pitch to Marlowe is hit in the air towards left center, and that's playable and caught by J.P. Martinez. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the first. Marlowe flies to center before we could even tell you that he's carrying a 15-game hitting streak into today's contest. Well, he's 0-for-1. Now D.D. Gregorius will be the batter. Gregorius hitting 186 in 11 games. Had a couple hard-hit balls last night, though. Left-hand hitter, and the pitch from White is in there for a strike. Owen White, Texas Rangers second-round draft pick in 2018. Next pitch waved at and missed by Gregorius, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right, and Hernandez makes the catch, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. Couple of quick flyouts. In the Futures game last Saturday, White was the starting pitcher for the American League. He retired the side in the first inning on just eight pitches, and he was done. And he did not hang around the Northwest, even though Round Rock opened the second half here in Tacoma. He went home to North Carolina for a few days for a break. Here's a pitch inside to Scheiner for a ball. Scheiner now tied for the league lead in homers. He belted number 23 yesterday, hitting 278. 78 runs batted in on the year, and he takes a fastball down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Shiner had the last Rainiers hit. The three-run homer in the third inning with one out yesterday was his second hit of the game. 2-0 pitch outside, ball three. Rainiers had six hits in the first two and a third innings yesterday, and then no hits for the last nine and two-thirds innings of that 12-inning game. 3-0 pitch on its way to Shiner. Yeah, that's low ball four. Four-pitch walk, so Shiner heads down to first base. And now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. So the Red Ears get their first base runner. Shiner's 54th walk of the year, tying Cooper Hummel for fourth in the league. Here's Trammell, batting 280 in 40 games with 11 homers, 383 on base percentage. Left-hand batter, and the pitch from White misses outside. White's been right around 93 miles per hour with his fastball so far. Well, we've got our first challenge. The pitch was called a ball, and the catcher for Round Rock has challenged it and loses. The pitch was indeed a ball, so Round Rock loses its first challenge as called for by Sam Hubb. Yesterday, the Red Ears lost their challenges early in the game, whereas Round Rock never lost a challenge yesterday. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. White, in just his fourth AAA start today, in 12 starts for the Rangers AA team in Frisco, Texas, he was 2-3 with a 3.51 ERA. 1-1 pitch to Trammell, swing and a miss, there's strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Trammell. Who calls time and steps out for a moment. Now he's back in and ready to hit. Shiner being held on at first by Dustin Harris. The 1-2 pitch is high. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two coming. Misses ball three. So a full count to Trammell with two outs. That means that Shiner will be running with the pitch. Here comes the payoff, and it is high ball four. Back-to-back walks issued with two outs at the bottom of the first inning. So Trammell heads down to first. Shiner takes second. Two on for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe had the day off yesterday, which happened to be his birthday. He turned 30 yesterday. O'Keefe batting 248 for the Red Ears with 16 homers, 48 runs batted in. See if he can get a belated birthday hit today. So here's a swing and a foul off of his foot instead. That is strike one. So he'll be granted some time to walk that one off, and the plate umpire, Jacob Metz, walks the baseball out to the mound and hands it to the pitcher to give O'Keefe a little extra time to recover from that foul ball off the inside of his left foot. O'Keefe's ready to hit again. Shiner at second, Trammell at first in the bottom of the first inning. And now White with his pitch, and it is a breaking ball, and O'Keefe tried to check his swing but could not. The first base umpire rings him up, so that's strike two. No balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. And now some jawing from the third base umpire Tanner Moore, and Brad Marcelino, the right ears hitting coach, is going out there to talk to him, and so is John Russell. Russell pulling Marcelino away, and I'm not sure if maybe the first thing I heard was the third base umpire yelling out there, and he didn't make the call. The first base umpire did, and Marcelino may have been tossed from this game from the dugout. And John Russell's trying to walk him back into the dugout and eventually succeeding. And now they're waiting. I think Marcelino has been tossed. And he's still jawing as he heads back towards the clubhouse. So Marcelino is done for today. And there you have it, the first professional ejection of Rainier's hitting coach Brad Marcelino. Play ready to resume. Two on, two out at the bottom of the first inning. And the 0-2 pitch to O'Keefe is a fastball called strike three, and O'Keefe immediately challenges. So we're going to go to the automated ball strike system, and here's what it has to say. Ball down low. O'Keefe wins the challenge. And so the count is 1-2. O'Keefe's very good at calling for challenges when he's catching, and he just won one as a hitter. All right, here's the 1-2 pitch now to O'Keefe. And it is low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count. Runners with their leads. Two on, two out. The pitch is foul, tipped at the plate. So again, the 2-2 pitch. Well, O'Keefe uses his timeout and steps out. Here comes the 2-2 now. And it is swung on, chopped towards short, fielded by Ornelas. Flips it to second, close play, but they do get the force out on Trammell. And that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. Right here's threatened, but they do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. Two men left on base. And we go to the second inning. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. beautiful Sunday afternoon, partly cloudy skies, 77 degree weather, not much of a breeze blowing, flag hanging still in center field as Adam Haller gets ready for his second inning of work. And the right-hander's first pitch to Sam Huff is taken outside for a ball. Huff hitting 297 with a dozen homers in 50 games. 51 runs batted in. He's got a lot of power. And he swings and misses at a breaking ball. And the count's even, 1-1. So Haller making his Rainiers debut and Mariners organization debut. Just picked up in a waiver claim from Oakland. So here's one down low to Huff. He pitched here at Cheney Stadium earlier this season as the visitor with the Aviators. That was May 25th. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. And that day, Haller allowed four runs in four innings to the Rainiers. In fact, Jake Shiner and Mike Ford hit homers off him. Here's a fastball in there for a called strike three, but that's being challenged by Huff. And so we'll go to the automated ball strike system. And it was indeed a strike. The call stands, so Huff goes down looking. Round Rock has already lost two challenges and only has one left. So one down in the second, and now Elier Hernandez is the batter. Hernandez, one of the top hitters for the Express, batting 315. He's one of the top hitters in the league as he takes a strike. He, in fact, leads the league in hits. Hernandez has 97 hits this season. Now the pitch is fouled off the mask of O'Keefe behind home plate. And the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Elier Hernandez. Haller's pitch, fastball in tight, one ball, two strikes. 94 miles per hour on that fastball. Now the 1-2 is coming. And there's a breaking ball fouled away. Still 1-2. Haller already with two strikeouts. The 1-2 to Hernandez, swung on and fouled back. Breaking ball. The tracking system that is used for the automated ball strike system is identifying Haller's breaking ball as a slurve, which is not something that the system does very often. 1-2 pitches a changeup outside, and the count's even now, 2-2. The old slurve, half slider, half curve. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a good old heater, and down goes Hernandez. And that's the third strikeout already for Haller. He has whiffed three of the first five batters he has faced in his Tacoma debut. So that'll bring Dustin Harris to the plate. Left-hand batting left fielder and first baseman. Today he's in the lineup at first base. Harris hitting 327 in his first 16 AAA games, recently promoted from AA. And he takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. Harris, 23 years old, climbing the ranks in the Texas Rangers farm system. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even now, 1-1. It's that time of year where, you know, within the last couple of weeks, a lot of teams have moved players up a level in their minor league systems because they've been playing really well in the first half. But the Rainiers have not added anyone from AA Arkansas this year. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Harris. one and two. In fact, the Tacoma's had only one player all season promoted from AA Arkansas. And that was the reliever Stephen Kolek, who came up early in the year. Here's a swing and a foul down the right field line. Out of play. Now the 1-2 pitch. Hit in the air to shallow center. Back is Gregorius in his angle. Engel says he's got it, and he does. And that's the final out here in the top of the second inning. Harris flies to center. And Aller sets him down in order again. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Adam Engel, Cooper Hubbell, and Mark Mathias do up this inning against Owen White. White walked two in the first inning. Engel stands in, hitting 303 for the Red Ears, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Engel with five homers in 31 games for Tacoma, 870 OPS. Now the 0-1 from White is a curve for a strike. 0-2. And the pitch swung on, grounded to short, scooped up by Ornelas, and he throws out Engel at first base, and one man's gone at the bottom of the second inning. So Engel grounds to shortstop, and now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel hitting 256 with two homers, but fourth in the league with 54 walks and has a 425 on base percentage. Switch hitter bats left, and he swings and fouls one back. There's strike one. Hummel got into last night's game as a pinch hitter in the bottom of the 12th inning, and he ended up striking out. Rainier struck out 20 times yesterday. Here's a foul out of play. 0-2 the count. Round Rock showed some impressive bullpen arms in last night's game, to say the least. And none were more impressive than Alex Spees, who opened eyes with his two scoreless innings. The next pitch misses for a ball. They say that Hummel checked his swing. Huff appeared to be torn about whether to challenge or not, but they have only one challenge left. 1-2 pitch to Hummel is down low. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 coming. Swung on and popped up in the air towards left. It'll carry out to Fabian, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two at the bottom of the second inning. Hummel flies to left, and now Mark Mathias will be the batter. Mathias back in the lineup today after getting a day off yesterday. This is his sixth game since joining the Raiders. He was claimed off waivers from the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he's already reached base 12 times in his first five games with Tacoma, and he swats a single up the middle, a liner into center field, and there we go. The Raiders get their first hit of the game. Mathias not wasting any time, singling up the middle. So that no-hit streak that began with one out in the third inning last night of a 12-inning game ends at 11 and a third innings. You call that a hidden no-hitter. No, Round Rock did not pitch a no-hitter against the Red Ears, but they did pitch nine no-hit innings against the Red Ears, and then some, 11 and a third, but it ended now. Here's a pitch in for a strike to McCoy. Mason McCoy batting 235 with 10 homers, 731 OPS. Oh, one pitch in there for a strike. 0-2. The hidden no-hitter. How about the hidden perfect game when, like, a relief pitcher over a span of, say, eight appearances retires 27 batters in a row? It takes a month. It's happened before. There's a toss to first and Mathias back in. Time called. The umpire wants to make sure that Owen White knows that he has to wait for the batter to address him before he can begin his motion. Now the 0-2 pitch to McCoy. And White was just holding the ball, so McCoy decided to use his timeout. McCoy back in the batter's box now. Runner at first, two outs at the bottom of the second inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball, and that closes out the bottom of the second inning. First strikeout for Owen White. Raiders get a hit, though, but no runs. One runner left on base. We go to the third. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Adam Ahlers looked impressive through his first two innings. He'll face Jonathan Ornelas, Sandro Fabian, and Dio Arias. here in the third. Ornelas stands in now, batting 255 with a 367 on base percentage. He gets a bunt down on the third base side, and he's going to beat that out for a base hit. A bunt single for Ornelas, and that's the first base runner of the game for Round Rock. A little bunt base hit by Jonathan Ornelas. Now Sandro Fabian is the batter. Fabian batting 293 in 67 games with 11 homers, 340 on base percentage. Right-hand batter. Aller with his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled away into the seats on the third base side. That's strike one. Aller's in his Tacoma debut, but he did recently pitch against Round Rock for Las Vegas, who he had been with until a couple days ago. So here's a swing and a bouncer up the middle, and fielding it is the second baseman McCoy, and he throws to first and gets Fabian for the first out in the top of the third inning. Gregorius and McCoy converging on it. Gregorius dived and came up short, but that may have worked out for the best because McCoy fielded it behind him with a backhand and threw out Fabian. Ornelas is now at second with one out. And now Dio Arias is the hitter, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball. Now the 1-0, breaking ball in for a strike. When Aller faced Round Rock, it was June 29th, just a little less than 3 weeks ago. And it was a game played at Las Vegas Ballpark. Now the 1-1 is a swing and a miss, strike two. He allowed four runs, three earned in four innings that day. It's really hard to make sense of the statistics for any pitcher who has to pitch half his games at Las Vegas Ballpark. Place is an absolute launching pad. Pitches up and in to Arias, and the count's even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up and in, ball three. So full count, three balls, two strikes, one out, and a runner at second base. Here comes the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. And there's the second out of the inning. And that's strikeout number four for Aller. Ornelas still at second base. Now there are two away, and J.P. Martinez is the batter. Martinez, the reason why we ended up playing extra innings last night. He had the game-tying RBI double in the ninth inning with one out. And he swings and misses at a breaking ball there, strike one. Now Aller is checking the runner at second. Now the pitch is outside. Martinez comes into play today, batting 344. Not yet enough plate appearances to qualify for the batting title in the PCL because he missed almost 6 weeks with an injury. 1-1 pitch is swung on and popped up behind third. Shiner giving chase, as is Hummel, and Shiner makes the catch in foul territory, and that's the final out in the top of the third inning. Martinez fouls out to Jake Shiner. No runs for Round Rock. They had their first hit of the game. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Top of the order coming up for the Red Ears. Cade Marlowe, Didi Gregorius, and Jake Shiner to bat this inning. Marlowe flied out to center field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And he thinks about a bunt and takes the breaking pitch outside for a ball. Talked about Marlowe being on a long hitting streak coming into this one. But he's been hot for longer than that. As here's a bunt, foul on the third base side, trying to bunt his way aboard. 1-1 now. In his last 21 games, Marlowe has hit safely in 20 of them. He's reached base in all of them and has 29 hits. And 86 at-bats over his last 21 games. 1-1 pitch on its way from White, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center, not deep. And Martinez is going to let Fabian make the catch. And the left fielder gloves it. One away in the bottom of the third. Didi Gregorius now the batter. He flied out to right field earlier and is 0 for 1. There's the pitch from White, and it's a swing and a miss. Swing and a miss again to change up, and the count goes to 0-2. Now here's a pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. Gregorius lines one to left, but Fabian is there, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. So Gregorius flies out to left field, two down. Now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner now tied for the league lead in homers with 23. Tied with Joe Adell and Trey Cabbage, both who hit 23 home runs for Salt Lake, and both of whom are now in the majors, although Adell is on the Angels injured list in the big leagues. So here's a pitch outside for a ball to Shiner. But the point being, neither of them are hitting any more Pacific Coast League home runs for now. So the pitch is inside. Two balls, no strikes to Shiner. swing and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 2-1. Shiner's also hit 14 of his 23 homers here at Cheney Stadium, and no one's ever hit more than 19 in a season in this ballpark. Now a swing and a flare into right center. This will be caught by Hernandez, and that's the final out in the bottom of the third inning. Three up, three down on fly balls into the outfield. And we head to the fourth. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Moving on to the fourth inning, no score between Tacoma and Round Rock. Adam Aller throwing well in his Tacoma debut, has allowed one hit through three innings, just a bunt single, has retired 9 of the first 10 to come to the plate. Justin Foscue starts things off for the Express here in the fourth. And the pitch from Aller is swung on and hit in the air on the left side of the infield. Gregorius is waiting for it, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the fourth inning. Foscue is retired. And that'll bring Blaine Krim to the dish. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in yesterday's action. Pitch to Krim. Inside for a ball, 1-0. Salt Lake beat Albuquerque last night 4-2, getting a gem of a pitching performance from right-hander Luis Leto, who went 6 shutout innings of 2-hit ball in Albuquerque. So there's a foul back by Krim. Leto did not walk anyone. He struck out 6. Bees had a homer from former Angels first baseman Jared Walsh. 1-1 pitch to Krim is low, 2-1. So with Albuquerque losing and Round Rock getting the win here at Cheney last night, those two teams are tied in first place in the second half standings. Both are 10-4. So here's one outside to Krim. Oklahoma City, which won the first half title and clinched a playoff spot and home field advantage. Now the 3-1 is a strike. They scored 4 runs in the ninth to win at Sacramento last night, 7-3. Oklahoma City had rehabbing Dodger Noah Syndergaard on the mound. He went 5 innings and allowed 2 runs on 4 hits. No walks, 6 strikeouts for Syndergaard, who pitched in this league on his way up to the big leagues years ago in the Mets system. Here's a pitch outside, ball 4. Krim draws a 1-out walk, and that's the first walk issued by Adam Aller. So Krim is on with 1 out, and now Sam Huff will be the batter. Las Vegas had 19 hits last night at Las Vegas Ballpark, and they hammered Reno 13-4. The pitch to Huff is taken outside for a ball. Lawrence Butler promoted from AA by Oakland after an appearance in the Futures game last weekend in Seattle. Yesterday for Vegas, he had three hits, including his first career AAA homer. So here's a breaking ball. That misses for ball two. Butler's first AAA homer came off the hard-throwing Reno reliever Luis Frias. Two-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. And El Paso won at Sugarland last night, 7-2. Jay Groom struck out 10 over five innings, giving up just one run on four hits. El Paso hit three homers in that game. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two to Huff. Oh, there's 2-2 coming, and it is swung on and fouled back. So in the second half standings, Albuquerque and Round Rock tied in first at 10-4. Vegas and Oklahoma City both one game back at 9-5. Salt Lake and the Rainiers both 7-7, three games out. 2-2 is hit in the air towards right center. Racing back is Angle. Look it up, and it is gone off the scoreboard in right center field. Sam Huff with his second home run of this series, his 13th of the year. He's got a lot of power as he drives this one out of here to right center. Power to all fields for Huff. And that gives Round Rock the 2-0 lead here at the top of the fourth inning. First runs of the game. Elier Hernandez now the batter. And he swings and misses. There's strike one. Next offering is low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Outside, two balls, one strike. A swing and a pop-up, a foul, first base side. Matthias, the first baseman, makes the catch in foul territory, and there's out number two at the top of the fourth inning. Elier Hernandez fouls out. And now Dustin Harris will be the hitter. Harris flied out to center field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball. Now the 1-0 just misses ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Three outside. Aller falling behind at the count here. 3-0 to Harris. And the next pitch is way up high. Ball four. Four pitch walk to Harris. So he heads down to first base. And he is a threat to try to steal. Has 29 steals this year. And has only been thrown out three times. Most of those steals while he was with the AA Frisco affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Now Now the pitch is outside and high for a ball. The 1-0 with the runner going, and no throw from O'Keefe. The pitch was a strike, so the count's even, but Harris steals second base without drawing a throw. Count's even now, 1-1 on Ornelas, who now has a runner in scoring position. And this pitch is a fastball up high, ball two. Two-one, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded to third. Scooped up there by Shiner. Sets himself and fires to first. And that's in time for the out. And the inning is over. But Round Rock gets the first runs of the game. Two runs in the top of the fourth on one hit. The Sam Huff homer. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Red Ears find themselves trailing for the first time today. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing. Red Ears with just one hit so far against Owen White, regarded as one of the Texas Rangers' top starting pitching prospects. So White will face Taylor Trammell, Brian O'Keefe, and Adam Engel here at the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Trammell is a breaking ball outside, ball one. Trammell, left-hand hitter. And he swings and misses at the next pitch, and that evens up the count, 1-1. So, one ball, one strike. Trammell walked his first time up today. And this pitch is called a strike on the inside edge. 1-2 now. Now the pitch is down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Tramiel hits one on the ground, foul, first base side. So 2-2 the count. Tramiel waving the bat back and forth. And the pitch is breaking ball down and in. Count goes full, 3-2. And this one is down and in, ball four. It's a leadoff walk for Tramiel. So the Red Ears get the leadoff man on base for the first time tonight. Today. So here's O'Keefe, who grounded out his first time up. And the pitch is outside, ball one. Now breaking ball grounded slowly up the middle and behind second. Ornelas has it. No play at second, but he manages to throw to first and get O'Keefe for the first out of the inning. Tramiel safe at second. This ball sounded like it may have cracked O'Keefe's bat. Little dribbler up the middle. Ornelas tumbling to the ground to field it and made a strong throw to first base from that position. And one man is out at the bottom of the fourth. Runner in scoring position at second for Adam Engel. And Engel takes a breaking ball for ball one. Now the 1-0 is inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. So the 2-0 pitch coming. And it swung on and grounded foul, third base side. 2-1. This is the last game of this homestand. The Red Ears are off tomorrow. We'll return to action on Tuesday at Sacramento. The Red Ears have not been to Sacramento yet this season. Six-game series in a California heat wave, too. And the 2-1 pitch is outside, ball three. The game's there. Well, the night games start at 6:45. And there's a day game on Wednesday and another one on Sunday. All the other ones are 6:45 starts beginning on Tuesday. 3-1 pitch, called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swing and a foul tip. Still three balls, two strikes. So 3-2 pitch coming. with Trammell at second, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball, and that's the second out here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Second strikeout for Owen White. Two down for Cooper Hummel. Hummel flied out to left field his first time up, 0 for 1 today. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. Rainier start Darren McCacken on Tuesday at Sacramento. Sacramento starting right-hander Miguel Yarre, who has not faced the Rainiers previously, because I don't really know how to pronounce that. As here's one down and in for a ball, 2-0. Y-A-J-U-R-E, Yarre? I don't know. We'll find out on Tuesday. Two-oh pitch to Hummel. And the dirt ball, 3. First base is open. The Red Ears have Mark Mathias on deck. Trammell at second with 2 outs. 3 balls, no strikes to Hummel. And the pitch is ball 4. So Hummel draws the second walk of this inning, and that's the fourth walk issued by Owen White. Tacoma continues to lead the Pacific Coast League in drawing walks. Now a trip to the mound by the Round Rock. Well, I think this is their pitching coach, Dave Borkowski. Rainiers have only one hit of this game, and it's Mark Mathias's single in the second, and Mathias is coming up now with 2 on and 2 out. The Express have begun bullpen action. And warming up is right-hander Daniel Robert. Well, play ready to resume. 2 on, 2 out. And the pitch to Mathias is in the dirt for a ball. Mathias singled sharply up the middle his first time up. One-oh pitch in there for a strike. Count even now, 1-1. Now a swing and a foul back. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Mathias. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. High, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Right here's looking for a clutch hit here. Mathias, a former member of the Round Rock Express. 2-2 pitch up high, ball 3. So the count goes full. With 2 outs, that means that the runners will be off with the pitch. Hey. There they go, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line. Chasing is Harris, the first baseman, called off by the right fielder Hernandez, who makes the catch in foul territory for the final out in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Red Ears threaten, but they do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the fifth. It is Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We head to the fifth inning. It is Round Rock 2, Tacoma nothing on this sunny Sunday afternoon in Tacoma. Sandro Fabian leads things off for Round Rock against the Red Ears starter Adam Aller. The first pitch of the fifth inning is popped up foul and out of play. There's strike one. Round Rock got their 2 runs last inning on a walk drawn by Blaine Krim, followed by Sam Huff's homer off the scoreboard in right center field. Aller's 0-1 pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left field. This is deep. Back is Hubble, but it is gone. A home run for Sandro Fabian, his 12th of the year. And Round Rock makes it a 3-0 lead here at the top of the fifth inning. So Fabian goes deep again. Well, his first home run of the series, but another homer for the Express, who have been hitting them out in this 3-game series. That is their 6th home run as a team in this series. And now Dio Arias is the batter. Right-hand hitter, and the pitch is in the dirt outside, ball one. Breaking ball in there, first strike, 1-1. One pitch from Aller. Bounced foul, third base side. Mariners up 2-0 on the Tigers right now in the seventh inning at T-Mobile Park. Cal Raleigh with a homer. Here's a swing and a miss, a strike three. Down goes Arias. There's the first out here at the top of the fifth. Fifth strikeout for Aller. Right, Ayers have bullpen action for the first time today. With a lefty loosening up. Pitch to J.P. Martinez, bounce towards first. That's scooped up by Mathias, and he touches the bag for the out, and two men are gone in the fifth. Now Foscue will be the hitter. Mariners had a good start today from Bryce Miller. Coming off the injured list. And they're trying to close it out now, leading 2-0 in the seventh. Mariners activated Miller from the IL and optioned reliever Matt Festa to Tacoma. So Festa will be joining the Rainiers in the near future. First pitch called a ball to Foscue, but O'Keefe has asked for a challenge. So we will go to the automated ball strike system. And it was indeed low for a ball. So the Rainiers lose their first challenge. Pitch is in there for a strike. Counts even now to Foscue. There's a pitch in there for a called strike. Also on the roster front to today, the Rainiers added Tommy Malone to the active roster. He's supposed to pitch this coming week in Sacramento as we have another challenge, and this one was challenged by Round Rock, and they lose as the batter Foscue did not think that was a strike, but it was. And that's it. The Round Rock Express are done with their challenges, 0-3 on their challenges today. Fan yells, good, let's play ball. I agree, no need for this challenge system, get rid of it. 1-2 pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No. And the count's even now. Two balls, two strikes. No need for the challenge system when you already have a computer that calls all the pitches correctly. Just use that. I don't get it. People say, well, you need it to preserve catcher framing. Yeah, catcher framing, where they try to make balls look like strikes. They try to cheat. We don't need to preserve that. It's not unnecessary. Here's a foul back by Foscue, still 2-2. All right, I'm done. So an even count to Foscue. And the pitch is a fastball outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. And here's a swing and a soft liner to third. Grabbed by Shiner on the fly for the out. Foscue is retired, and that does it for the Express in the top of the fifth inning. They get another run on the Sandro Fabian homer. One run on one hit. No errors, no one left. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth. Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing. New pitcher for Round Rock, Daniel Robert. He's in relief of Owen White, who went four shutout innings, giving up one hit, walked four, struck out two. So Robert, the new pitcher, and if he's like any of the Round Rock relievers we saw yesterday, he throws about 99 miles per hour. We'll see. Here's his pitch to Mason McCoy, and it's up high for a ball, 1-0. And, 97, pretty close. Robert. Now with the next pitch, and it's down low for a ball. They called that first pitch a strike, one and one the count to Mason McCoy. Robert in his 16th appearance, 1-0 with a 4.87 ERA. In 20 and a third innings, he has struck out 22 and walked 12. 1-1 pitch. Outside, two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch, fastball called a strike at the knees at 97 on the gun, and the count's even 2-2. McCoy eases back into the batter's box. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That's strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. And one away at the bottom of the fifth inning. Robert strikes out the first batter he faces. And now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Want to send out a happy birthday to Eddie Fisher, who turned 87 years old today. Happy birthday, Eddie Fisher, wherever you are, presumably in Oklahoma. Fisher, an original Tacoma Giant in 1960, who threw the first pitch ever at Cheney Stadium. So here's a pitch inside to Marlowe for a ball. First ever game here played in this ballpark in 1960 against the Portland Beavers. Fisher was the starting pitcher through the very first pitch in this ballpark. So here's a pop-up foul. Out of play on the third base side. Fisher was a knuckleballer back when they were much more prevalent, and he got big league time, but also spent a lot of time in AAA. And Fisher came back here to Cheney Stadium to throw out the ceremonial first pitch when we reopened after the remodel in 2011. As Marlowe takes a strike now, 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Cade Marlowe. Daniel Robert is ready, and the pitch is a fastball up high. 2-2. Two-two pitch. Just a hair outside, ball three. So Marlowe's worked a full count. Three-two pitch, swung on, grounded foul, first base side. Now the 3-2 again. Swung on and fouled off on the ground, first base side again. On deck, D.D. Gregorius. After him is Jake Shiner. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's the 3-2 now. And it swung on and pulled down the right field line in the air towards the corner, hooking, and it goes foul. Foul ball. So it is still 3-2. So the 3-2 once again is fouled off out of play. Still 3-2. Payoff again. Grounded foul again. So that is 5 foul balls on the full count hit by Marlowe. This one cost him his bat. He needs to get a new one from the dugout because the old one cracked. Still 3-2 to Cade Marlowe. The 3-2 again, and it swung on and lined into right field, and there's a base hit for Marlowe. He takes the turn at first. He's trying to stretch it. The throw to second base. Oh, boy, they got him. Marlowe thought he was safe, and he has been thrown out trying to stretch this single into a double. Elier Hernandez making the throw to Ornelas, the shortstop. Actually, that looks like... No, that's Ornelas applying the tag. John Russell had a brief word with the umpire, Tanner Moore, who made the call, but not winning that argument. Marlowe does get credited with a hit, extending his hitting streak to 16 consecutive games, but he's out trying to stretch it into a double. So 2 outs, no one on for D.T. Gregorius. Gregorius is 0 for 2, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. What? 3-0 Round Rock, 2 outs in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away, and the count goes to 0-2. Two pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. 97 mile per hour fastball gets Gregorius swinging, and that is only the fourth time he has struck out in 55 plate appearances with Tacoma. Raiders do not score in the fifth. They had a hit and nobody left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing. 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up for Round Rock. And the first pitch from Adam Aller to Blaine Krim misses for a ball, 1-0. Krim has popped up and walked, and he has scored a run. Aller's 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. There's a strike, and it evens up the count. 1-1. Couple of homers, the story of this game. Round Rock with a two-run shot from Sam Huff in the fourth and a solo blast from Fabian in the fifth. 1-1 pitch is lined foul on the third base side. 1-2 the count. Aller, in his Rainiers debut, has only allowed three hits, two homers and a bunt single. Pitches up high now, 2-2. He's walked two and struck out five thus far. Two-two pitch to Krim. Breaking ball down low, and the count goes full, 3-2. And the payoff. Hit up the middle and fielded at second base by McCoy, and he throws out Krim at first base. And one man is out at the top of the sixth inning. Ball was hit off the end of the bat, right up the middle, nearly hit Aller, but it didn't. It went straight to McCoy instead. So one down for Huff, who homered off the scoreboard in right center field. In the fourth, a two-run shot, and it's a fastball in there for a strike. Now a fastball outside. 1-1. Swing and a miss. And a 93-mile-per-hour heater from Aller. One ball, two strikes to Sam Huff. And this one is up and away. 2-2. Ball three with a fastball, 94. So Aller maintaining his velocity deep into this game. He's at about 85 pitches now. 3-2 coming to Huff. And it's outside, ball four, a one-out walk. Third walk issued by Aller, and Huff heads down to first base, and now Elier Hernandez is the batter.
The right fielder, Elier Hernandez.
Hernandez is 0-2 with a strikeout and a pop-up. We'll check out our Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas pitched a shutout yesterday in the Texas League. So there's a pitch in for a strike to Hernandez. They beat Corpus Christi, the Astros affiliate, 2-0. Emerson Hancock went the first six innings, giving up three hits and one walk while striking out seven. And the 0-1 is outside for a ball. Relief efforts included a scoreless inning from Prelander Baroa. And Devin Sweet finished it off to get the save. He has a 1.54 ERA out of the AA Arkansas bullpen. There's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Hancock with six scoreless got the win. He's now 10-3 with a 4.90 ERA. Check swing on a breaking ball in the dirt. He held up in time, says the first base umpire. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch is up high, ball three. Runner at first, one out, three balls, two strikes to Hernandez, and the pitch is a called strike three, and Hernandez goes down looking, and he can't challenge because the Express are out of challenges, so Haller gets the strikeout, his sixth. So two outs. Dustin Harris, the batter. Rainiers have a lefty ready in the bullpen, but it looks like they're going to give Haller the opportunity to get through six full innings here and face Harris. Got him at 93 pitches right now. And this pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the left field line. Hummel over, but it's a foul ball and out of play. Simply strike one to Dustin Harris. Elsewhere on our Mariner Farm report, Gabriel Gonzalez just promoted to Advanced Class A Everett. Hit a three-run homer yesterday for the Aqua Sox in his second game with the team. He's a right fielder who had a huge first half for Modesto. But they ended up losing the game to the Diamondbacks affiliate last night, 8-5. Harris hits one in the air to center. Angle there, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out in the top of the sixth inning. So Haller provides a quality start, goes six innings, allowing three runs in his Tacoma debut. But he's not getting any run support. Not yet, anyway. We go to the bottom of the sixth with the score, Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing. K coming up for Tacoma this inning to get things started is Jake Shiner. And Daniel Robert remains on the mound for the Express. He pitched a scoreless fifth. Here's his pitch to Shiner, and it hits him. Shiner hit by the pitch as he was turning away from it, and that is how the Red Ears get the leadoff man on base here in the sixth inning. Got him right on the left elbow. And Shiner does not wear a guard there. That must stink. Well, he's on for his second time today, hit by the pitch. Now Taylor Trammell is the batter. Trammell's walked in both of his plate appearances today. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. One pitch over for a called strike, and the count moves to 0-2. Mariners still leading 2-0 now in the ninth inning against Detroit. Paul Sewald trying to close it out. We'll keep you posted. No balls, two strikes to Trammell. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, swing, and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That's strike three. Trammell has struck out. Third strikeout for Daniel Robert, one out. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. Daniel Robert, 28-year-old from Alabama. Saw Luis Robert for the White Sox, had four hits today. Pitch to O'Keefe down low for a ball. Luis Robert's, you know, he's from Cuba, but the fans call him Lou Bob for short. I wonder if Daniel Robert ever gets called Dan Bob. Want to know the count to O'Keefe. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. One pitch coming. Up high for a ball, 2-1. Now here's a pitch up high, ball three. 3-1 to O'Keefe. Trying to put something together here in the sixth. Haven't scored in a while, not since the third inning of last night's game, which ended up going 12. Just two hits since then. 3-1 pitch. Bounced foul, third base side. Now Radrock does have the second best pitching staff in the league in terms of earned run average. Team ERA. But still, they're going to give up some runs eventually. Three-two pitch. Outside, ball four. So Shiner takes second. O'Keefe draws the walk. He reaches first. O'Keefe has now reached base in 13 straight games. And the Red Ears get the tying run to the plate in the form of Adam Engel, who's 0-for-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. And Roundrock has started to loosen up their next reliever in the bullpen. And that would be Spencer Howard. This pitch misses for a ball to Engel, 1-0 the count. Next pitch down low, two balls, no strikes. Mariners have won. They shut out Detroit. 2-0. Needed that one. Here's one inside now. Ball three to Engel. The Red Ears could load them up here on wildness. Mariners get back to 500 with their 2-0 victory. 3-0 to Engel. In tight, ball four. They do load them up on wildness. A hit batter and two walks. And the bases are loaded with one out for Cooper Hummel. And now we've got a trip to the mound coming. And they are indeed going to bring in a new pitcher. So Spencer Howard will be coming in from the bullpen. We'll take a break for a pitching change here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right, here's have the bases loaded with one out, but they're trailing. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, and it is Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing. Right, Ears have loaded the bases with one out. They've got Cooper Hummel coming to the plate. The new pitcher for Round Rock, right-hander Spencer Howard, used to be a starting pitching prospect, but apparently moved to the bullpen recently by Round Rock. He's making his eighth appearance for the Express, his sixth as a reliever. No record in a 5.68 ERA. Howard will face Cooper Hummel. And the pitch is an off-speed pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Right here's looking to get on the scoreboard here. What old pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Howard just recently activated from the injured list by the Rangers. He'd been on the 60-day. Now the 1-1 is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Hummel. Right here's have Scheiner at third, O'Keefe at second, and Engel at first. Two balls, one strike to Hummel. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul down the first baseline. Counts even now, 2-2. And here's looking for a big hit, looking for a breakthrough of some kind. Howard is ready. Here comes his 2-2 pitch to Hummel. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Got him swinging, and that's out number two. So bases loaded, two outs, and Mark Mathias will be the batter. Mathias is 1-for-2 with a single and a foul out in this game. And the pitch is called a strike. 0-1 the count, first pitch fastball. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. The 0-2. Called strike three on the outside corner, and Mathias goes down looking. And that does it for the Red Ears here in the sixth inning. They load him up with one out, but are unable to score. No runs, hits, or errors. Three men left on base. We go to the seventh. It is Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Well, we go to the seventh inning. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma nothing. And got some changes for the Red Ears, and this is not good news. Jake Shiner, who was hit by a pitch in the bottom of the sixth inning, has left the game. He was hit on the left elbow by a pitch. They have removed him from this game. And now Mason McCoy is playing third base, and in for Shiner is Sam Haggerty. He's at second. Also a new pitcher, as Zach Muckenhern is in from the bullpen, and Muckenhern missed with his first pitch down low to Jonathan Ornelas. Ball one. Now a swing and a miss for a strike. 1-1 the count to Ornelas. So put Haggerty in for Shiner in the number three spot in the order. He's at second base, and McCoy moves over to third. Now a swing and a grounder between short and third, and that gets through into left field. A base hit for Jonathan Ornelas to start off the top of the seventh inning. Muckenhern is appearing in his second game for the Red Ears. He pitched in one game in the Reno series prior to the All-Star break, allowed one run in one inning of work. Here's his pitch now to Sandro Fabian, and it is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Muckenhern just acquired from the Mets when the Mariners made the trade with the Mets that sent Chris Flexen and Trevor Gott that direction. Muckenhern was acquired in that deal. And the next pitch is popped up foul, first base side. Giving chase is Matthias, but the first baseman can't get it because it's out of play. Muckenhern this year had a 0.88 ERA in 16 appearances for AAA Syracuse. A lot of multiple inning stints, too. He pitched 30 and two-thirds innings there. And got called up by the Mets and made his big league debut for the Mets this season and appeared in three games out of their bullpen, totaling six innings. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Fabian. No, a toss to first instead, and back in is Ornelas. Muckenhern out of the University of North Dakota. Although he was raised in Minnesota, but he played college ball at North Dakota and drafted by Baltimore in 2016. 0-2 pitch is hit well towards left field, but there to make the catch is Hummel at the edge of the warning track, and that's the first out in the top of the seventh inning. Fabian flies out to left field. What a way for Dio Arias. Arias 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts in this one. Muckenhern with his pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Toss to first base. Back in standing up is Ornelas. Now pitch in for a called strike. 93 mile per hour fastball from the lefty. Here comes the 1-1, and it is grounded up the middle sharply and through into center field. A base hit, touching second, and stopping there is Ornelas as Engel gets it in quickly. Arias singles to center.
The batter,
So two on with one out in the top of the seventh inning for J.P. Martinez. Martinez, the left-hand hitter, so Muckenhern has the left versus left platoon advantage here. Two on, one out, and the pitch is swung on and sprayed past the diving McCoy at third and into left field. That's a base hit. Moving up to third and stopping there is Ornelas. Round Rock has loaded the bases on three singles with one out in the top of the seventh inning. They've doubled their hit total for the game here. From 3-6. And they now have the bases loaded with one out for Foscue. Justin Foscue is 0-for-3 in this game. With a strikeout, a pop-up, and a line-out. Muckenhern is set. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. There's strike one. First pitch changeup to Foscue. Rainier's hoping for a double play ball in the infield. The 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. One pitch coming. And it's swung on and lined into left field. That's going to be a base hit. Coming in is Ornelas. He scores. Here comes Arias, and he scores as well as the throw comes in towards third base. It's a two-run single for Justin Foscue, and Round Rock now leads 5-0. Four hits this inning. And now playing Krim is the batter. Krim's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is taken at the knees for a strike. So Round Rock opens it up. The Express on a six-game winning streak and in command of this game in the top of the seventh. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Muckenhern going to the fastball there. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it is swung on and lined towards center, and Engel is there to make the catch, and that's out number two, a line drive to the center fielder. So two away, and now Sam Huff is the batter. Huff hit the two-run homer in the fourth that started the scoring in this one. He's also struck out and walked. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and a changeup, and that's strike one. Now the 0-1, outside, one ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 swung on and bounced towards the second baseman Haggerty, who fields it right next to the base and touches second to put the force out on Foscue and end the top of the seventh inning. But Round Rock tacks on two more runs on four hits. There were no errors, two runners left. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
The seventh inning stretch here on a Sunday afternoon in Tacoma. The Red Ears trailing in the ball game. It's 5-0. Still time to rally. Got 3 innings left here to hit. And we'll see if Tacoma can start to get the offense clicking here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Mason McCoy, Cade Marlowe, and T.D. Gregorius are two up against the right-hander Spencer Howard. Tacoma's been limited to 2 hits in this game after not getting a hit for the last 9 2/3 innings of yesterday's 12-inning contest. So quiet bats for an extended stretch now for the Red Ears. But it'll end. They'll get some runs here eventually. Here's McCoy leading off the seventh, and he takes a strike from Spencer Howard, 0-1 the count. McCoy's 0-2 today. And the pitch is a breaking ball. McCoy flinched at it, but did not go around with his swing. 1-1. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Had an opportunity to get on the board last inning, loading the bases with one out, but they couldn't get a run in. 1-2 pitch called, strike three. Down goes McCoy, and there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Spencer Howard has struck out all three batters he has faced since entering the game. And that's 8 strikeouts for Round Rock pitchers tonight. Today game. Cade Marlowe, the batter, he has one of the Red Ears' 2 hits, singling in the fifth. 1-3, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 96 mile per hour fastball. So no balls, 2 strikes on Marlowe. And this pitch is up high for a ball, 1-2. swing and a foul out of play on the third base side. Still 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch is outside with an off-speed delivery. Counts even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Now the 2-2. Misses for ball three. So the 3-2 is coming to Marlowe. And he swings and hits a grounder foul first base side. Last time up when he got his hit, he reached a full count and he fouled off 5 pitches in a row with a full count before getting his hit. Here's the 3-2 again, and it's hit in the air towards the shallow center. Back goes Ornelas, the shortstop, and he makes the catch. And that's the second out in the bottom of the 7th inning. D.D. Gregorius now the batter. He's 0 for 3 so far. And he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. Here's a pitch up high for a ball. One and one. And the pitch is swung on and bounced towards second. Arias has it, throws to first in time for the out. Gregorius is retired, and that does it for the Red Ears in the 7th. They go quickly, 3 up, 3 down. We head to the 8th. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at LightDentalStudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the 8th inning. It is 5-0. Round Rock leading the Red Ears. Elier Hernandez, Dustin Harris, and Jonathan Ornelas to bat in the top of the eighth. Zach Muckenhorn beginning his second inning of relief work for the Red Ears. Permitted two runs last inning. Here's his pitch to Hernandez, and it is a fastball in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Mentioned the Mariners won today, pitching a shutout against Detroit, taking a 2-0 victory. The count's now 1-1 to Hernandez. The parent club of the Round Rock Express, the Rangers, they had a big comeback win today. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Hernandez. They were trailing Cleveland 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth. They scored four runs in the bottom of the eighth and won it 6-5 to complete a three-game series sweep of the Guardians. Josh Young had the go-ahead two-run single. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air to center field. Engel is back. He's got his eye on it, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. So Hernandez flies out to center. Hernandez leads the league in hits, but unless he bats again, he's going to finish this series 0-9. Now Dustin Harris will be the hitter. Harris is 0-2, and he takes the first pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Now bouncer foul, 1-1. Elsewhere in the American League West, the Astros and Angels are playing one another, but they're just getting started. In fact, they haven't started yet. That's Sunday Night Baseball. It starts in 10 minutes. There's a pop-up foul on the third base side. Out of play. Angels had a comeback win against the Astros last night. Next pitch is up high for a ball, 2-2. Really interesting, all this talk with the Angels having apparently fallen out of contention in the American League, although they basically have the same record as the Mariners. So now this pitch is bounced to the left side and charged and fielded by McCoy. Throw to first, and it's in time for the out. Two men are gone at the top of the eighth inning. And now Jonathan Ornelas is the batter. But all this talk about if the Angels should trade Shohei Ohtani, who is a free agent after this season. And if he leaves the Angels as a free agent and signs with another team, they're not going to get much in return. Well, do they even have a compensation draft pick anymore? I'm not sure. They changed the rules on that. So there's a pitch in for a strike to Ornelas. Even if they do, that'd be the best they could get as a draft pick. But if you trade him, you should get some established prospects, right? Or maybe a major leaguer or two back. So here's a swing and a miss by Ornelas. 0-2. So they have to decide if they want to trade Ohtani. Trade deadline is August 1st this year. O-2 pitch popped up foul and out of play into the seats on the first base side. And if you're a team trying to trade for Ohtani, let's say the Angels decide, all right, we'll field some offers here. It's kind of tough to figure out how much you're willing to give up for him when you know that he's a free agent after the season. You're only getting him for the 2 months. So here's a pitch up high for a ball to Ornelas. So how much would you actually trade to get him for 2 months? is a question you have to answer. Next pitch is swung on and lined up the middle and into center field, and Ornelas has his third hit of this game, a single to center. Ornelas, by the way, with a 11-game hitting streak that he has extended today. Now Sandro Fabian is the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a homer. And Fabian came into play today hitting .413 against left-hand pitching this year, and he's facing a lefty now. And the pitch is swung on and smashed down the third baseline. That's a fair ball hitting into the corner, extra bases. Ornelas is coming to third. They're waving him in. Gregorius with the relay to the plate. The tag got him. O'Keefe got the tag down on the leg of Ornelas, who is out trying to score from first base on Sandro Fabian's double to the left field corner. The relay goes 7-6-2 with Hummel firing to Gregorius, who threw the strike to the plate for the out. Really nice relay throw by D.D. Gregorius to get the out at the plate. That wraps up the top of the eighth. No runs for Round Rock on two hits. One runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma nothing. And Sam Haggerty leading things off here. And the first pitch is a swing, and that's strike one. 0-1 the count. Spencer Howard still in the game for Round Rock. He's been in there for 1 2/3 and has retired all five batters he has faced. Haggerty hits a little chopper to the drawn-in third baseman, Foscue, who fields it and throws out Haggerty at first base. One away at the bottom of the eighth inning. So Haggerty bounces out to third, and now Taylor Trammell is the hitter. Right here, if not scored in this game, you know, they have not been shut out all season. This is game number 90. The Rainiers have not been shut out since last August in a game at Sacramento. Series one low and away to Trammell. August 3rd of last year, the Rainiers lost a 1-0 game at Sacramento. It's been 139 games since that happened. The Rainiers have scored in every one of them, but not yet today as Trammell fouls one back. One ball, one strike to Trammell. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Now here comes the 2-1. And it's swung on and fouled back. Counts even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field. It's got some carry to it. Back is Bobby, and he jumps. Can't get it. It's gone. There will be no shutout today. Taylor Trammell with an opposite field home run. His 12th of the year. His second opposite field home run of this series. He hit one in the series opener on Friday. And Trammell makes it so that the Red Ears still have not been shut out this season. Right on cue. I was thinking, you know, that it might actually happen today. Hits have been hard to get recently. And then, boom, Trammell puts one on the board. So there's a pitch outside to O'Keefe. I got to see about trying to rally some more. This game's not out of reach. 1-0 pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. Harris, the first baseman, is getting called off by someone. The shortstop, Ornelas, makes the catch, and that's out number two in the bottom of the eighth. So two down for Adam Engel. Engel's 0-for-2 with a walk so far. And the pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 to Engel. Next pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. One pitch, check swing, bouncer towards third. Foscue picks it on the charge, throws to first in the dirt, in time for the out, and Engel is retired, and that does it for the Red Ears in the eighth. But they get on the board on the Trammell homer. One run on one hit. No errors, no one left. We go to the ninth. It is Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Oh, it's 5-1. Round Rock with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the ninth inning. New pitcher in for Tacoma. Blake Wyman in from the bullpen, the lefty. On in relief of Zach Muckenherm, who went two innings, allowed six hits and two runs, which were earned. No walks, no strikeouts. Wyman is appearing in his 31st game, 1-3 with a 4.62 ERA. And he'll face Dio Arias to start things off. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Want to know the count to Arias. And Wyman's next pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-1. Wyman's been on a good run out of the Red Ears bullpen. So now his 1-1 pitch is on its way to Arias. And there's a slider for a strike. His last eight appearances have all been scoreless. Here comes his 1-2 pitch to Arias. And it is up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Rainiers started Adam Aller today. He went six innings in his Rainiers debut. Turned it a quality start, allowed three runs, but left trailing 3-0. So here's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Arias, and there's out number one. Buckethorn went the next two innings, and now Wyman trying to get through the ninth and see if the Rainiers can't put together a nice rally in the bottom of this inning. J.P. Martinez now the batter. He's 1-for-4 with a single so far. Left versus left here, and Wyman's pitch is a slider that misses inside, ball one. Wyman, the lefty from Colorado, in his first season with the Red Ears. 1-0 pitch, swung on and pulled over the leaping Mathias at first base and down into the right field corner. That's going to be extra bases for Martinez, who will stop at second base with a double. J.P. Martinez with a one-out double.
Number seven, Justin Foscue.
And now Justin Foscue is the batter. He hit a two-run single in the seventh. Foscue's 1-for-4 today. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is lined into right. On comes Trammell. He makes the catch for the second out. Foscue hitting a line shot right to Trammell, who charged in to make the play.
Number five, Blaine Krim.
And there are two down for Blaine Krim. Pitch with a runner going is in there for a strike. Rainiers weren't particularly concerned about Martinez, who just took third. He'll be credited with a stolen base, his 26th of the year. 0-1 the count to Krim. Next pitch from Wyman is a breaking ball high and away. One ball, one strike. One-one, down low, two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 pitch is in at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. That evens things up, 2-2. Now the pitch swung on and fouled away. Oh, Wyman trying to close out the top of the ninth inning. And the pitch swung on, hit in the air, foul down the right field line. So still two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Once again, the 2-2 pitch is coming to Blaine Krim. And it is down low, ball three. So full count, three balls, two strikes. Martinez at third base. Here comes the 3-2, and it is swung on and chopped on one. Big bounce to third. McCoy fields it, fires to first for the out, and the inning is over. Another scoreless relief appearance for Blake Wyman. No runs on a hit, one left, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. The Red Ears need a rally. It's Round Rock 5, Tacoma 1.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it. We build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Red Ears trailing 5-1. Cooper Hummel, Mark Mathias, and Mason McCoy to bat this inning against the new pitcher for Round Rock, right-hander Joe Barlow. Hummel, switch hitter, will bat left-handed against Barlow. Barlow's pitch is taken up high for a ball. Barlow in relief of Spencer Howard, who went 2 2/3, allowed one hit and one run, no walks, three strikeouts. Barlow earned the save in the series opener on Friday as he misses with this pitch to Hummel. That was his first save of the season. He's 2-0 with a 3.32 ERA. This is not a save situation today, entering the game with a four-run lead. 2-0 is up high, ball three. Barlow in his 17th appearance for Round Rock this year. He's worked as the closer in the big leagues before for the Rangers during the last 2 years at times. 3-0 pitch to Hummel is in there for a strike, 3-1. Now here comes the 3-1 pitch. And it is ball four, leadoff walk. When you need four runs in the ninth to tie, a leadoff walk is always a good way to begin. Hummel heads down to first base. And now Mark Mathias will be the batter. Mathias is 1-for-3 with a single so far. And the pitch from Barlow is fouled out of play. Strike one. One pitch down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. So one ball, one strike to Mathias. And the pitch is swung on and popped up down the right field line. Elio Hernandez in foul ground does not have room to make the play. It hit the netting in foul territory down the right field line. So simply a foul ball. And the count is 1-2 on Mathias. The pitch from Barlow, and it is down low. Rolled briefly away from Huff, but not far enough for any advancement. The Rainier's not taking any risks on the base paths right now. Two balls, two strikes to Mathias. And the pitch swung on and lined and caught by Ornelas at shortstop. And that is the first out of the inning. Mathias stung that pitch but hit it right to the shortstop for a line out. One down. And now Mason McCoy is the hitter. McCoy 0-for-3 with three strikeouts today. And the pitch is up and in. One out, runner at first. Red Ears trail 5-1. And this pitch is low for a ball. So two balls, no strikes, the count to McCoy. And the pitch is low, ball three. So three balls, no strikes. And the pitch is inside, ball four. So there's the second walk of the inning. The Red Ears have two on with one out. McCoy heads down to first. Hummel takes second. The Red Ears have only three hits in this game, but they've drawn eight walks. And taking a walk of his own is the Round Rock pitching coach, Dave Borkowski, to go talk to Barlow. Well, the lineup turns over. Cade Marlowe now the batter. And Round Rock starts to warm up Ian Kennedy, the veteran, in the pen, in case Barlowe continues to have trouble throwing strikes. Marlowe's 1-for-4 today with a single. Right, here's need one more batter to reach to bring the tying run to the plate. Here's the pitch from Barlow to Marlowe, and it is down the middle for a called strike. We had a Barlow-Marlowe matchup on Friday also. That one ended with a walk. 1-0 pitch, check swing, he went, that's strike two. So Marlowe is behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. On deck is Didi Gregorius with Sam Haggerty after him. O-2 pitch coming to Cade Marlowe, and it's swung on, grounded right to the second base. But Arias to Ornelas for one on to first, in time for the double play, and that's the ball game. Round Rock takes this one by the final score of 5-1. And a game in which the Red Ears didn't get on the board until the eighth inning when Trammell hit a homer. And the Red Ears were limited to just three hits today, as the offense had a lot of trouble with the Round Rock pitching staff, particularly in the last two games of this three-game series. Round Rock sweeps the series. The Expressive won seven in a row. The Red Ears fall two games under 500 on the year at 44-46. We'll be back with the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Round Rock takes it 5-1, the final score today. And Round Rock completes a sweep of the three-game series here at Cheney Stadium over the Tacoma Red Ears. Round Rock's been one of the top teams in the Pacific Coast League this year. They certainly looked the part this weekend. And they are now 21 games over 500 on the year. This one started out as Adam Aller making his debut for the Red Ears, making his first start. And he was opposed by Owen White for Round Rock, who started in the Futures game for the American League last Saturday at T-Mobile Park. And it was a scoreless game after three innings. Aller had allowed only a bunt single through the first three. And when he got a pop-up from the first batter in the fourth inning, at that point he had retired 10 of the first 11 batters. But he walked Blaine Krim, and then Sam Huff, the power-hitting catcher, connected, driving a ball off the scoreboard in right center field for a two-run homer, his second of the series and 13th of the year, and Round Rock was ahead 2-0. They tacked on another run in the fifth when Sandro Fabian lifted a homer over the left field fence, his 12th homer of the year, and that made it 3-0 in the fifth inning. Aller ended up going 6 innings and allowing just those 3 runs and only 3 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. That's a quality start, and the Red Ears will generally take that. But today, no run support while Aller was on the hill. Owen White, the starter for Round Rock, went the first 4 innings and allowed 4 walks, but only 1 hit, so the walks didn't hurt him. And he left the game with a 3-0 lead. Daniel Robert pitched a scoreless fifth. In the sixth, he loaded the bases on 2 walks and a hit batter and was pulled out with 1 out of the bases loaded. Looked like a great opportunity for the Red Ears, but reliever Spencer Howard came in and got back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning and strand the bases loaded. Really a big missed scoring opportunity for the Red Ears there at the bottom of the sixth inning. In the seventh, Round Rock scored 2 more runs against reliever Zach Muckenhorn, getting 4 singles in the inning. A 2-run base hit by Justin Foscue with the bases loaded and 1 out. The run-scoring hit that made it 5-0. At the bottom of the eighth, the Red Ears were in the process of being shut out on just 2 hits, but the Red Ears avoided the shutout as they have all year. Taylor Trammell hit an opposite field homer off Spencer Howard, his 12th of the year and 2nd of the weekend. And that put the Red Ears on the scoreboard, made it 5-1, and it continued the Red Ears' avoidance of getting shut out. The Red Ears have not been shut out this season, now in 90 games. Unfortunately, that was it for the Red Ears' offense today. The solo homer by Trammell, and Round Rock wins the game by the final score of 5-1. Final totals in this one for Round Rock, 5 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Tacoma, 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, left 9 on base. The win goes to Spencer Howard. He's 1-0. And the loss to Aller, he is 0-1. There was no save. The time of the ball game was 2 hours and 43 minutes. The attendance, 5,764. With the win, Round Rock goes to 55-34 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 44-46. Round Rock has won 7 of the 9 games these two teams have played head-to-head this year. The Red Ears don't have to play them again until the final week of the season, so maybe they're fortunate. Maybe Round Rock's fate will have changed a bit by then. We'll see what happens. The Rangers, their parent club, probably going to be active at the trade deadline. Might trade some of these AAA guys to get big league help. We'll see. Round Rock takes it 5-1. The final, stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Round Rock beats Tacoma 5-1. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Better news from Seattle. The Mariners shut out Detroit today 2-0. As Bryce Miller went 5 scoreless innings and 4 relievers went 1 inning apiece, with Paul Sewald collecting his 18th save, Mariners shutting out Detroit on 6 hits. J.P. Crawford had half that himself. He had 3 hits for the Mariners, including 2 doubles. Jared Kelnick had an RBI double, and Cal Raleigh a solo homer. Mariners beat Detroit to get back to the 500 mark on the year at 46-46. Elsewhere, the majors in the American League, Kansas City had a triple and a homer and three runs batted in from young infielder Bobby Witt Jr., and the Royals defeated Tampa Bay 8-4. Texas trailed Cleveland 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning, and then they scored four runs and won it 6-5. Josh Young had the go-ahead two-run single, the Rangers completing a three-game series sweep of the Guardians. Minnesota finishes a sweep of Oakland at Oakland as Alex Kirilloff hit a three-run double to help the Twins come from behind and beat the A's 5-4. And one other AL game, it's in progress. It's Sunday Night Baseball, in fact. The Astros have a run at the top of the first, and they lead the Angels 1-0. In interleague games today, the White Sox pounded the Braves 8-1. Luis Robert had four hits and a homer. White Sox took two out of three at Atlanta. Baltimore knocks off Miami 5-4. Kyle Bradish carried a shutout into the eighth inning, but Miami did score four in the ninth to make it a one-run game before the final out was recorded. The Orioles hanging on. Toronto completed a three-game sweep of visiting Arizona with a 7-5 victory. Danny Jansen's three-run double in the eighth inning, a key hit. Boston had a huge game from outfielder Masataka Yoshida. He had a grand slam and finished with six runs batted in as the Red Sox beat the Cubs 11-5 at Wrigley. And a wild one at Coors Field. Rockies and Yankees tied 5-5 after nine. No one scored in the 10th. Yankees pushed two runs across at the top of the 11th. But in the bottom of the 11th, Colorado got a tape measure two-run homer from Nolan Jones to tie the game. And then utility man Alan Trejo, who had not homered all season, hit a walk-off shot. And the Rockies beat the Yankees 8-7. In National League play, the Giants in 10 innings knock off Pittsburgh 8-4. It was 3-3 after 9. San Francisco scored five runs at the top of the 10th. Michael Conforto and Patrick Bailey with two-run doubles. The Brewers finish a sweep of the Reds with a 4-3 victory. Andrew Monasterio with a go-ahead RBI single in the 8th for Milwaukee. St. Louis's Nolan Gorman had three hits and two runs batted in, and the Cardinals beat the Nationals 8-4. And there's a couple NL games still going. Padres and Phillies tied 6-6 after 10 innings in Philadelphia. They're headed to the 11th. And the Mets have a 1-0 lead over the Dodgers in the top of the 8th inning in New York City. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Right Ears drop this one to Round Rock 5-1. We'll be back with more after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, Round Rock defeats Tacoma today 5-1, the final score. The Red Ears getting swept by the Texas Rangers AAA club, which is now 21 games over 500 and has a seven-game win streak. The Red Ears ran into a machine here this weekend. Round Rock looked really good and clearly clicking on all cylinders. And what a pitching staff they have with their bullpen and all those guys throwing 98, 99, 100 miles per hour. Such an impressive bullpen for Round Rock in this series. And it was too much for the Red Ears to handle. The Red Ears had very little in the way of offense against the Round Rock bullpen in this series. Trammell hit a solo homer today, and they did get two runs against their bullpen in the opener on Friday, but then yesterday the 9 2/3 no-hit innings from the Round Rock bullpen in the 12-inning game, just crazy. And 20 strikeouts yesterday. Today they only struck out eight, so I guess that was progress. But the Red Deers only had three hits, and Round Rock wins it 5-1. The Red Deers will hope for better luck in Sacramento on the upcoming road trip. Speaking of, Sacramento played a day game today and lost at home to Oklahoma City. 6-4 was the final, so the Rivercats are now 9 games under .500 on the year at 40-49. Other games in the PCL are night games because they're in warm areas. El Paso at Sugar Land is underway, and Sugar Land leads 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Salt Lake at Albuquerque and Reno at Las Vegas get started later on. Well, the Red Deers will be in Sacramento on Tuesday for the opener of a 6-game series. The Red Deers have not played at Sacramento yet this year. In fact, they've only played them 6 times this season. 1 6-game series here in Tacoma that was a 3-3 split. And that was early in the campaign back in April. And, that was not April. That was late May. Anyway, whatever. 1 6-game series. It was a 3-3 split. But the Red Deers have 2 6-game series in Sacramento remaining, and they're going to be kind of in rapid succession, the one that starts next week, and then 3 weeks later, the Red Deers are in Sacramento again. So we'll get a lot of games in Sacramento coming up here in the near future. Tuesday's game starts at 6:45. Darren McCacken starts for the Red Deers. Miguel Yarre for the Sacramento Rivercats. And we'll start our pregame show at 6:35 on Tuesday evening. We'll have the live radio stream going for you. And then, of course, there'll be an MILB TV broadcast. If you follow on that, that will be the Sacramento Rivercats broadcasters. That's Tuesday at 6:45 p.m., Rainiers and Rivercats. Well, until then, have a great time, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday night. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score today, the Round Rock Express defeat the Tacoma Red Deers 5-1. Have a great afternoon.